only domain we have any control over whatsoever is ourself. Period. End of discussion. There is nothing else that we have any control over. There is nothing else that we have any right to say or do anything about. This is the only individual that we have any right to dictate what happens and what doesn't. Hello, and welcome back to the Forbidden Knowledge Podcast. My name is Nathaniel Hoitmacher, and I will be the host for today's show. We are on episode 5. Just as a reminder, it is better to go back to the beginning and listen to things in order, because doing so makes it so that way you'll get the full comprehension of everything that's being talked about. Skipping around for certain segments that you're only interested in a particular season is not advised and will become problematic, mainly because you might miss something that was built on before that makes this how it answers your questions that are that particular way. I especially encourage everybody to go back and listen to episode 0 to understand how the rest of the podcast series will be working in terms of its various different seasons and topics as well. And with that in mind, we'll continue on with today's discussion. So today we're going to be continuing the topic that we were doing in the previous episode, which has to deal with honesty and the importance of it and why lying to yourself and to others makes it so that way we have a world that is the exact opposite of what we all claim that we want when it comes to abundance and peace and security and other things of this nature, and how it precludes us from getting to our goals and making it so that way life is generally harder for everybody, and that it is not a shortcut to lie to other people as we think that it might be sometimes, but instead is actually a huge hindrance to any group of people in any way, shape, or form. So with that in mind, we will continue today's episode. So this is what we need to be focusing on. Trying to make it so that we live in as honest a world as possible. Because when we live in integrity with ourselves and are honest with ourselves, then we can get things better for ourselves. So part of this honesty and integrity thing that I've talked about is that there's three different parts to ourselves. We have, or to our consciousness, let's say. We have our thoughts, our emotions, and our actions. Okay? And so these three parts of ourself need to be in alignment in order for us to be the most effective at what we are doing. And, you know, if you feel like, oh, I need to do this, but then you don't actually go and do it, well, clearly there's some form of dissonance between what you claim that you need to do and what needs to be done. And so there's some form of dishonesty there, and some sort of underlying causal factor within your psyche that you need to seek out in order to rectify that, if it truly is important. Or maybe you were just told that it was important by somebody else, but it actually isn't important to you, and because of that you struggle to do it, and then you make it so that way there's problems there too. So, this is another important point, is the integrity aspect of things. With too many people sell their integrity too easily for stupid shit that has nothing to do with reality. Nothing to do with it in any way, shape, or form. More people need to decide that it's beneficial for them and the world to do the right and proper thing, rather than making it so that way they try to find a shortcut to life. Newsflash, there are no shortcuts to life. There aren't. There never have been. There never will be. Everybody wants something from nothing. The world doesn't work that way. Nothing comes from nothing. Nothing ever could. It's just a fact. So in order to make it so that way you are able to get what you want out of life, in order to make it so that way the world can progress in the proper way, to make it so that way everybody can have a better life in general for what's happening, we all need to do our best, which means we need to be honest with ourselves, and that we need to be honest with each other, so that way the trajectory that we have can be the very best one that we live our life for. And then if you times this by 8 billion people on the planet all deciding to do the same thing, we will have a society that's completely changed, and we can make it so that way we do not have the same problems in any way, shape, or form that we do now. But for as long as we decide to continue playing the game that we're playing of deluding ourselves into thinking that we are being honest, or that we have honest dealings, at least the level that we need to, then the longer we will be stuck with this nonsense that we're in. It's like a politician, you know, asking somebody, how many of you want change? Everybody will raise their hand, right? How many of you, but the politician never asks, how many of you are willing to change yourselves? Well, we ask people that. Most people don't want to put in the work to change themselves. And the only domain that we have any control over, direct control over, not influence, not making it so that we coerce somebody else into doing something or force somebody else to do something else through various different mechanisms, such as government or, you know, compelling someone to do something that they don't want to do through legal means or whatever the case is and whatnot. But by doing so of our own accord, the only domain we have any control over whatsoever is ourself. Period. End of discussion. There is nothing else that we have any control over. There is nothing else that we have any right to say or do anything about. This is the only individual that we have any right to dictate what happens and what doesn't. And so if you truly want to change the world with something, if there's something in the world that you absolutely don't want to contribute to, or if there's something on the flip side that you absolutely do want to contribute to, by stating that this is a good thing to do, then you need to make it so that way you go and decide to figure out whatever it is that's preventing you from either taking action to make that a reality, or from taking action to prevent that from coming into reality, and then go and make that actually happen for yourself. Which again goes back to the three parts of ourself: our thoughts, our emotions, and our actions. Sometimes it's as simple as you just don't have the right knowledge in order to go do stuff like that. That's easy. If you're ignorant about something because your thoughts are not in the proper place for things, then we have the greatest tool that has ever existed in order to go and make that a reality for itself and really fix these problems that everybody claims that they want to remove from themselves and whatnot, which is the internet. You can find so many different things on the internet that can help with changing aspects of yourself that you need to. If you want to get professional help from it, then go and get somebody who is a professional at it. This doesn't have to be somebody who is a psychiatrist or a psychologist, although those are ways that you can go about doing it too, if you feel that that's necessary for yourself. I'm not dissuading people from looking into those things. You can go and do it with life coaching, like someone with myself who takes on clients that want to do this type of thing with it. You can make it so that way you
go and get mentorship from somebody who's already doing something that you want to be doing, whatever that is, and whatnot. If you want to learn how to be a better researcher and whatnot, then see if you can't talk to someone who already is a researcher that's willing to take someone underneath their wing, or see if there's any programs that allow that to occur and that you can apply for, or whatever the deal is. I'm just saying that we live in an age now of so many more opportunities than there ever were. We should not squander what we have. And yet so many of us are doing so and giving away our life power and our life force to meaningless things that don't have anything to do with what our highest calling is on this planet, to do what it is that actually brings us joy and meaning and whatnot. And many of us, you know, do things that we will regret later. Wouldn't it be nice to have a life where you can look back at it on your deathbed in your 70s, 80s, 90s, whatever, saying, yeah, I lived an amazing life. I don't have a single regret about anything that I've done with that, or I only have a handful of regrets, most of which were from my youth when before I figured out how to understand life and make it so it was the best possible for me and my loved ones. That's the aim of all of this. It's the aim of what I'm doing here, is to help more people truly live an authentic life and make it so that way they can get what they truly want out of life. And it starts with being honest with yourself about the world around you, about the world within you, and realizing that there really isn't that much of a difference between the two, and that they're very much interconnected between one another. So, we have three parts to ourselves: our thoughts, our emotions, and our actions. So our mind, our emotions, and our body, which is what takes the actions in this world. Now, we have antidotes to these things. The antidote to anything that goes on in the mind, in order to make it so that way we can go and do better things, is knowledge. Because most of the things that hold back our understanding of things when it comes to anything with our mind or making a decision about something has to do with ignorance of the topic. So in order to fix that, you need knowledge. In order to make it so that way you fix the emotional side of things, maybe you're apathetic, let's say, which is what most people are going to have with it, you need to have care. You need to have something you care about, that you actually give a damn about, that's very important to you, and that it's something that is so emotionally fueled by you. It's such an emotional fuel for you that it doesn't matter what it is. It's something that's very important. Sometimes our passions are found not in what we love, but in what we despise and what we do not want to occur in this world any further. So if you're someone who, you know, can't stand the fact that there are people in this world who don't have food in their bellies at night, then there you, if the emotions are powerful enough, that might be an action that you can take in order to help with things. I'm doing my passion simultaneously, that are both for the positive and for the negative, by doing what I'm doing. I'm sick and tired of the world behaving the way that it is and seeing all the myriad problems that there are in it, realizing that there are ways that we can fix these things if we were to come together and collaborate and be honest with one another. And that's why I'm putting out this podcast for what it is, and trying to get more clients that I can help them achieve their goals in order to make it so that way we can create a better world together and whatnot. Now, even if you don't use this, any of my resources whatsoever, other than the podcast that's for free, that's fine. I just want people to go and actually do the best that they can and make it so that way we have a better world for everybody. And so I focus on the things that are interesting to me, that I find fascinating, that make it so that way I'm compelled to have all three parts of myself go and take action in this world. That's what I'm doing with my website, my clients, my writing, the podcast, the research that I do, etc. It's my calling. It's what I know that I can do. It's my gift to humanity. It's my gift to this world. And it's because I've been very honest with myself about who I am, what I'm capable of, what I'm not capable of, what I find fascinating, what I don't find fascinating, all the other things that we'll go into that need to be done with it to make it so that way all three parts of myself are in alignment and are integrated to make it so that way I take true action in this world and make it so that way I do the very best possible for that based upon the level of honesty that I have with myself and with the world around me. And I'm learning how to do this better and better each day, just like you do with any other skill, by making it so that way you do it through practice and putting yourself, putting it out there and seeing what the world reflects back to you. Now, that doesn't mean that there won't be people who don't care, that there won't be people who, don't want to change and are going to be unscrupulous in things with it. You need to learn how to protect yourself, because these are also facts, and this is part of being honest with yourself and knowing that there'll be plenty of people who don't care, knowing that there are plenty of people who don't have the best intentions for the world and whatnot, and we need to not be naive, of course. So, with everything that's been talked about here, I think it's very important to realize that there are other aspects of being honest with yourself, and this is just the tip of the iceberg. So one of the other most important things that I want to bring up is that everything I'm talking about here in terms of the principles, in terms of the understanding of things, they're not mine. I'm not the one that invented them. I'm not the one who they're coming from. These are done through studying of history. These are done through looking at various different other things that have happened in my own personal life. I have discovered these ideas, these principles, and whatnot. And it's quite clear that, you know, one of the most important lessons that is in history is that the forces of right ultimately triumph in every long continued struggle over the forces of wrong, and they are doomed to ultimate extinction. This is evident in the lives of every past tyrant, oppressor, dictator, etc., that has ever lived upon this earth. And so the principles I'm trying to bring up with being honest and doing honest dealings is to show the importance of doing so. When we go wrong, and a society goes wrong, you can have to where that society is now a death cult. I mean, we've seen this before with, you know, Nazi Germany. We've seen this before with Mao Zedong, with Pol Pot, with Stalin, with a bunch of other places and other time periods throughout history and whatnot. And so an individual needs to be afraid only to the extent that he or she is wrong about things in their life and is being dishonest with themselves and with others. People instinctively know this, and we have somehow lost this as a society as a whole, as I pointed out at the beginning of all of this. We even teach this to our children with the various different stories that we tell people with it. I brought up Goldilocks and the Three Bears in a previous podcast episode. I've done so with, you know, the boy who cried wolf, and we've done so with the three little pigs and the wolf. And so we have these stories that we tell each other in our understanding of things, but somehow we decide that these principles, you know, aren't true later on. That they get muddled, and we decide that the world is too corrupt or whatever the deal is, and it's better just to go along with it rather than realizing that, no, the corruption that's in this world, the things that are wrong with this world are what needs to be dealt with rather than succumbing to them. And it's our job to be able to learn how to distinguish between right and wrong, which is a huge part of being honest with ourselves, being honest with the world around us, you know, moving from fact to fact, all these other things that we've talked about before. And so, you know, this is one of the major lessons of history that history can teach us about anything. And there's too many people that are having a delusion that they can change the world through other means. All that happens is that by doing it in any other way than trying to change yourself, and then the principles that I'm laying out here that have been discovered by people who are much more brilliant than I will ever be, you know, it's captured the lives of billions of people on the planet. And the more that people give in to this particular line of thinking because of wanting to be nice to other people, or because of, you know, them believing what society has told them, or what their parents have told them, or their leaders have told them, rather than allowing themselves to determine what truth is for themselves and taking that journey to begin with, by doing any of those things with it, then, you know, we all know there's something amiss and that there's something to do about it. But most of us don't know what that is because we never really look into it. And that's a form of dishonesty. Because, okay, we know there's a problem. We don't look into the problem. Why? Or we think that we can, you know, change things around by voting in somebody else, or by making it so that way, you know, if only we could get people to agree to this via force or whatever. None of this has worked. It's never worked. That's what history shows us. And any of those methods that are being done, you know, it's like the sinking of the Titanic. Oh, let's rearrange the furniture on the Titanic. The Titanic's still sinking. It doesn't matter what we're dealing with here. If you don't, like, what you change on it, you need to either fix the hole or prevent the hole from ever coming into the Titanic. And if not, then you need to prepare the lifeboats in order to get out of it. It's that simple. But making it so that way you're rearranging the deck furniture, which is what a lot of people keep saying to do, is ridiculous. We'll cover more on this in terms of why and all the problems that go along with this and what I'm really trying to get at. But the point I'm trying to bring up is that everybody has tried to change the world from an external perspective. Everybody wants the world to be changed externally without having to do anything to get what they want and just have it magically show up for them. That is not how the world works. The only way we can achieve a world that does not have self-inflicted suffering. I'm not saying there won't be suffering in the world. There will be suffering in the world. The point is to mitigate the self-inflicted suffering as much as possible, is to make it so that way we focus on an inward journey, and making it so that way we change the internal understanding of ourselves, what we can do and what we can't do in this world, and how to go and fix things the way that they should be fixed and whatnot. That is what we need to do here. Too many people don't want to do it, don't want to take this journey. But for those of you that do, know that for some of you, this will be the easiest journey that you've ever taken in your life, because all you need to do is actually begin it. And now that you know that it's the thing that you need to be doing, it'll be like, oh yeah, this is what I was missing. For others of you, this will be the hardest work that you ever do, because it's antithetical to everything that the world around you has taught you to do in order to make it so that way you can go and do that. And I'm not just talking about mindset here. That's only part of what we're talking about. There's much deeper things than mindset. This is only one part of the equation. So people are like, oh yeah, I just need to change my mindset. Really? How many people have talked about mindset before? And how many books have been written on it? How many books have you read, or podcasts that you've gone to, or seminars that you've gone to, and all these other things that you you've done with it. It's not about what somebody else says on that topic. It's about you taking action. You actually taking the inward journey in order to make it so that way you can go and get the results that you actually want, and to help alleviate your suffering on this planet while simultaneously making it so there's less suffering for other people on this planet. That's what this is about. And I can't make you take that journey. Only you can take that journey. And you need to decide to commit to actually taking that journey. And this is the hardest part for some people is, well, is this going to be worth my time? Is this really the answer for what's going on with it? The only thing I can say to any and all of that is that nothing of what I am telling you when it comes to these principles in any way, shape, or form has anything to do with faith, has anything to do with that type of thinking in any way, shape, or form. It is completely and utterly scientifically based. The only part that you yourself need to have any faith in is at the very beginning stages of stuff, having enough faith to go and try these out in your life in order to make it so that way you yourself can reap the benefits of what I'm talking about here, in order to make it so that way you will definitively know directly, not because of a textbook telling you, not because this podcast told you, not because you went to a seminar somewhere and someone told you, or wherever you're getting the information from, but because you have a direct revelation and understanding of the power of what I'm telling you for yourself. This is the only time that there is any amount of faith that is required, is in the very beginning stages and steps of all of this, is to make it so that way you can go and actually take action based upon these things with it. And once you start seeing the results of what I'm talking about for yourself in this life and whatnot, and making it so that way, living underneath these principles that I'm going to be instilling into you, and or at least trying to and presenting to you, and doing it for yourself, then and only then will things start to make sense. And you'll be like, he was absolutely correct, this crazy person I'm listening to on this podcast and whatnot. And I've never been so happy that I tried these things. And I'm actually hoping that most of you who listen to this will actively go and do this stuff. I know most of you probably won't, but that's just the way that it is. And so, even if you take only a fraction of what I'm saying in this podcast over the initiate's journey and start integrating it into your life and whatnot, that, you know, it'll help you. To the extent that you are integrate anything into your life, it'll help you. If you integrate 2%, congratulations, your life got better by 2%, whether you realize it or not. I'm trying to plant seeds here, but I cannot be the one that waters the seed. That is you. That is the point of all of this. So, this has been a very important episode, probably the most important one I've done thus far, and I hope that you all take it very seriously and understand the essence of what I'm trying to get at here. And I look forward to seeing you all in the next one. If you found any of this beneficial, please go to my website, sign up to my email list where you will get a free PDF. And if you are feeling more adventurous and maybe really want to deep dive some of this material and whatnot, we can work something out to make it so that we end up being a client of mine, should I think that we're a good fit and that you think that I'm a good fit. We can work something out with scheduling stuff to make it work for everybody. Anyway, thank you all very much for your time. You have a wonderful day, and I look forward to seeing you in the next episode.